You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Thanks for being a part of it, allowing it to be a part of you. It is Greeny in for Mike Greenberg today. You got Harry Douglas, that's him, Freddie Coleman, that's me, presented by Progressive Insurance. Appreciate you joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Boy, you want to weigh in about Major League Baseball, what can it do to be relevant again, or bring you to it, or bring you back to it? We're going to take your calls in about 5 minutes at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because you're two baseball dudes here. When it comes to Harry Douglas, he's an Atlanta Braves fan. Me, Freddie Coleman, I'm a New York Mets fan. Both our teams in the same division. I got to hear Harry Douglas running his mouth about how good his Braves team is going to be this year, because they believe me, they're going to be really, really good in the National League. So you got two guys that are vested and have been invested, Harry Douglas, in Major League Baseball ever since our fathers taught us the game when we were young boys growing up in our cities.
Yeah, 4 years old for me, man. I was playing travel baseball. Played in a lot of Southeast regions. My brother went to World Series. Now, between me and my brother was a heck of a – early on, he was the better baseball player.
Okay.
But as we got older, I became the better baseball player. But, man, he used to have this curveball because whenever he pitched, I used to catch for him.
Mm-hmm.
He had this deadly curveball, Freddie.
Oh, really?
I mean, that bad boy was deadly.
Wow.
Like it was. But even now, like my father, he's built a batting cage. He built one when we were younger in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
He's rebuilt another one for my son, who's four.
Right.
So yesterday, check this out. 45 baseballs I have. The softballs that you can hit in the house. I got tennis balls, soft baseballs, and the little golf wiffle balls.
Sure.
My son hit five sets of it. He's a lefty. In about 2 years, I'm going to put him on the other side so he can hit right-handed too.
Prince is going to be a dangerous young player, man. Because
but he loves it.
He loves it. Exactly.
He loves it. Like I don't force him to do anything. Hey, Daddy, can we hit balls today? Hey, I want to work on fielding today.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's just him.
Yeah, Hodgeback Sports on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, HDux83 says, I would like to see the substitution rules be different in Major League Baseball. All other sports send in who you want when you want them. We need to have that kind of pinch hitter, and they can bat anytime the manager wants them to. So that's something that can make it more relevant when it comes to Hodgepack Sports. Harry hitting us on Twitter with that suggestion, make Major League Baseball more relevant to the average fan or the younger fan or the older fan.
Well, yeah, that's not actually a bad suggestion.
I agree. So
yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, we're going to take your calls, 888-729-3776. In about 5 minutes, give or take a second or two, what can Major League Baseball do to make sure that sport stays relevant with you, or bring the relevance to the sport when it comes to you? 888-729-3776. And Harry, to use the word relevant, people do not want Virginia basketball relevant in the NCAA tournament ever again after what we saw last night. They went over 9 minutes and 48 seconds between field goals. At one point, they missed 19 straight shots from the field and losing to Colorado State 67-42. They were out of the first four. They're out of the tournament. Colorado State rolls them, and they move on. And a lot of people, even a couple of people, Charmaine named Stephen A. Smith on First Take, said that, man, those kind of performances, you got to fire the basketball coach who's been that boring when it comes to Tony Bennett and Virginia basketball and all that other kerfuffle. Harry, I got the best solution to avoid stuff like this ever again when it comes to the NCAA tournament. When it comes to selecting the teams, you don't need a committee. You don't need athletic directors. You don't need school presidents. The best way to avoid something like this, let Las Vegas do it. If anybody knows about making a fair and equitable tournament where each bracket, you don't have to worry about a region of doom over here, or like that UConn has on the men's side, or Iowa has on the women's side, or an easier bracket like Purdue essentially has a number one seed on the men's side, Las Vegas plays no favorites. Las Vegas doesn't worry about people's feelings. They don't have any kind of agenda except to make more money for Las Vegas, and they do that extremely well. That's the best solution, in my opinion. Let people in Vegas who know these things, who know betting trends, who know betting odds, that gambling word is no longer a stigma word anymore when it comes. I'm not encouraging gambling. That's not what I'm doing. But people are going to do it, legally and illegally. Let Las Vegas set the 68 teams because they'll know exactly where to make it the most equitable and just have at it. This way you avoid a last night or Virginia being in the tournament when many people say they shouldn't have been in there, and other teams who felt they got snubbed will have a more and equitable and fair chance to be a part of the NCAA tournament. Just let Las Vegas do it and do away the NCAA committee selecting teams for the big dance each and every year.
Freddie, watching Virginia last night, and I had to flip back and forth to the game because I was also watching other things on TV, sporting events. It was just terrible. 14 points at halftime. Man, I'm pretty sure we can go pick up 11th and 12th graders right now to go to the NCAA tournament and score 14 points at halftime.
Uh-huh. I agree.
So that was upsetting. But then when you look at the history of Virginia, you know, they lost this year to Colorado State in the round of 68. They lost last year to Furman in the round of 64. They missed the tournament in 2022. Lost to Ohio as that was a 13th seed in the round of 64.
Right.
They won the national championship in 2019, but that was after they lost to UMBC in the round of 64. And then in 2017, they lost, you know, to a four-seeded Florida team, which is that's normal.
Right.
Right. But from 2018 all the way up to 2024, outside of the national championship year, you talking about terrible tournament play? The University of Virginia exhibits every single thing of that. And what Stephen A. said, now, I never recommend someone's job being, you know, being taken away from them, but something has to be looked at because they're not getting it done in tournament play. And if you're not going to switch your style of play or switch some things amongst your program and how you're doing things, then they don't deserve to be there. Well, I know St. John's, Pittsburgh, Indiana State. Those teams would have loved to have been in that spot last night.
Because Indiana State is a team that is not offensively challenged. And don't say, well, they played in the Missouri Valley Conference. There are plenty of teams that are offensively challenged the way Virginia is. Indiana State averaged over 84 points per game this year. Virginia ranked 344th nationally in scoring offense at 63.6. As a power school in a power conference, they were dead last in the ACC. They twice scored 41 points in losses, scored fewer than 50 points seven times, the most in a season since 1948. If you do some quick math, that is 76 years ago.
Freddie, someone's mad at me.
Why? Who's mad at you?
Because the other day when we're on Freddie and Harry, I don't know if it was you or was Shannon or Devin, someone asked me to pick these games, right? And I was just doing it quickly. I was like, well, I'll just go with Virginia, right? I'm thinking someone on Twitter may have betted on Virginia because they listened to me. And he said he sent me a tweet. He said, looks like Harry Douglas needs to pick a different 10 seed because Virginia is not bad, unfortunately, with the crying face. So I think that was a little salt towards me.
It was definitely some shade. No doubt about that.
But
Tony Bennett,
apologies.
No, don't apologize. Not everybody can be right. Not everybody's going to be wrong. Welcome to life, planet Earth. Deal with it. But Tony Bennett, the Virginia head coach, said, and I quote, "We've raised the bar really high here. We've qualified for this tournament, which is not an easy thing. We've done well. But it stunk to get to this point and not advance. Of course, we have to keep adding quality players. We got to look at things, certainly, from a system standpoint, period. I'm not going to tell Tony Bennett what to do because he's been successful everywhere he's been, at Wisconsin, Green Bay, then Washington State, now Virginia. They won a national championship back in 2019. He's got more than a couple of players in the NBA that made that system work. So they don't need a coaching change, but they need a change when it comes to coaching. And Tony Bennett basically said, we got to look at things from a system standpoint because in these times, there's no way that you can afford to have a team barely averaging over 63 points per game. And then you look like that last night, and you look like that before against the Ohios, the Furmans, the Maryland, Baltimore counties, where you became the first number one seed to ever lose to a number 16 seed in the history of the NCAA tournament. When I hear a coach say, we got to look at things certainly from a system standpoint, that's Tony Bennett's way of saying that this is no longer working, and it only worked one time to win a national championship. We can't continue to think we can recruit guys because I know if I'm a recruit, Harry, and Virginia's recruiting me, and I saw that last night, I'm saying I'll go play for Colorado State before I play for you guys the way that that looked last night for Virginia.
Well, the first thing I think about when you mention Virginia basketball is, okay, the tempo is going to be slowed down. the pace is going to be slower than what we see from normal teams. And some of these things have worked for Virginia in the past because you had better offensive players. So when you're slowing the pace down and you can score baskets in the half court, then that's different.
Right.
That's not the case for Virginia basketball in 2023-24 season.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it look that much more terrible or not, you know, not feasible for the NCAA tournament when you don't have guys that can score the basketball at will and you're going on scoring droughts in an NCAA tournament to advance past the 68.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how that continued to happen and it did not work out again for Virginia in a first round matchup where their guards couldn't guard anybody finally.
And recruit different.
Well, definitely recruit different. You got to stop finding guys.
Players.
Yeah, you got to stop finding guys when the play breaks down, they can break the play down and make that work for Virginia. And once again, they broke down last night in a first-round game in the NCAA tournament. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie, coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Baseball does not feel they've broken down. That doesn't mean they don't need fixing. What can Major League Baseball do to fix themselves to bring you back or keep you interested? Major League Baseball started today. You have the Los Angeles Dodgers in the Seoul Series playing against the San Diego Padres. They have another game tomorrow, 5:30 Eastern time on ESPN. The Dodgers are Shohei Ohtani, the biggest star in their sport. They won 5-2. But is he enough? What can they do to keep you interested or to get you interested? Let's hear from you at 888-729-3776. Thanks for joining Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas on Greeny, in for Mike Greenberg on ESPN Radio. Shane in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, my friend, what do you got?
Hey, how are y'all today? First of all, go Braves. Freddie Coleman, you're a legend.
Thank you.
Harry, you're going to be one day.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Here's what MLB has got to do. They've got to start marketing their young talent. You got Bobby Witt Jr. over in Kansas City. You got the Holiday kid coming up with Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They've got to market the right players. I mean, I get Ohtani's the biggest name in baseball. Mookie Betts should be marketed. Ronald Acuna, you've got this talent, but we're not seeing them on the commercials and all that. So that's what I think. I also think the guy that called in about the 1-6, Matt Olson, love him to death, but his average was like .230 for most of the season. Most of the heavy hitters have a very low batting average. I just think that MLB needs to market the players, the youth movement that they've got. Tucker in Houston.
Yep.
You know, Rodriguez in Seattle. They've got so much talent. They just got to market them the right way.
There's no doubt about that. And, Harry, as a Braves fan, you can speak on this, what Shane had to say in Tuscaloosa.
Well, here's the thing about Matt Olson. He led MLB in home runs last season. He also led them in runs batted in. And what was the other one? I can't remember another one.
He's so good, Matt Olson.
I have been impressed with the Braves because, remember, they let go Freddie Freeman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they signed Matt Olson for a long period of time. And Freddie Freeman, he's been amazing for the Dodgers.
No doubt.
But Matt Olson has been amazing for the Braves. So I'm not going to sit up here and say, hey, I'm mad with that. Them not signing Freddie Freeman back because Matt Olson has lived up to the billing, in my opinion.
Yeah, hit .283 last year, 54 home runs, led the major leagues in home runs, RBIs, and slugging percentage.
That was the last one.
Yeah, if you're going to move on from Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson stepped in and said, hold my beer. It's going to be okay. As a Mets fan, that drives me nuts. When they signed him, I said, if the Braves needed money, we could have set up a Venmo account. But to help him like this after losing Freddie Freeman, that was just awful as a New York Mets fan seeing that happen because Matt Olson is no joke. Benny in Los Angeles, what can Major League Baseball do to stay relevant or be more relevant to you?
Yes, I think the commitment of the owners. Take responsibility in getting free agents that need to be on the team at the time. I'm an Angel fan, and we could have got Blake Snell. We passed on him. We passed on Matt Chapman. We passed on a lot of free agents, could have made our team relevant. Every year we go through the same mess with our owner, Artie Moreno. I'm tired of it. I wish he'd sell a team. I'm just frustrated right now with the way the owners are not committed like they should be.
You know why you're frustrated, Benny? And here's why. For people who don't know, let's say a team like the Los Angeles Dodgers plays against your team in their home stadium. No matter what happens, that team gets at least 60% of the gate. When you have that kind of system, owners in small markets are not interested in fulfilling their team and fulfilling their fan base. They make so much money off the big market teams, Dodgers, Mets, even the Braves, because to me the Braves are a big market team. There are plenty of owners that do not want to put those kind of resources back into their product because they make so much money off the big market teams and stars when they come to their building. That's why you'll never, ever, Harry, hear a small market team saying, this system stinks. You know why? Because that system financially continues to work, if anything, more for them than for the big market teams spending the money to make sure the teams are relevant in places like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York.
Freddie, you know how happy I am that Ohtani's no longer with the Angels? Now I'm just hoping and praying that Mike Trout sees the, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel and says, you know what, I'm going to force a trade and get up out of here as well.
Yeah, but can you imagine Mike Trout in Philadelphia, a team he grew up rooting for? A man from the state of New Jersey?
That's what I'm saying. Like, players like Mike Trout, who I believe talent is getting wasted with the Angels,
right.
I would love to see him with the contending team.
Yeah, a lot of people are on that line with you when it comes to that. If you did not get through on the phone, hit us up on Twitter at HDouglas83. That's Harry's handle, my handle, at Komen ESPN. What can Major League Baseball do to make them more relevant to you or to keep you involved and interested in Major League Baseball at HDouglas83 and at Komen ESPN? Harry Douglas, Freddie coming today in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny. Thanks for joining us. And have the Bears learned their lesson from their proud history when it comes to developing quarterbacks? Sarcasm here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
Lionel Richie is good for the show, is good for the soul. And damn it, it's good for the country. With Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. It's pro day today for a guy named Caleb Williams, who presumably is going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft next month by the Chicago Bears. Our man Louis Riddick, a.k.a. L. Boogie, is there, the ESPN football analyst. Also hit him on Twitter at L. Riddick ESPN. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on that and other NFL matters, because the NFL can't stop, won't stop. Louis, what kind of turnout has been there to see Caleb Williams have his pro day at USC to get ready for the NFL draft?
Yeah, Freddie, it's still early out here, 8:23 a.m. They haven't – the guys haven't even come outside yet. They're inside getting measured height, weight, arm length, hand size, doing all the, you know, bench tests, vertical jump, broad jump, all that. And then they'll be out here in a little bit over an hour. But there's people milling around. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of excitement around this throwing session, although we expect it to be spectacular, like it usually is for guys of Caleb's of his capabilities. But I know I, for one, am looking forward to it. It's a beautiful day out here, a little overcast, but it looks like it's going to clear up, and this facility here where they work out here at Allison Felix Field is pretty cool.
Lewis, I got to ask you this about the Bears. Why should we believe that they can get do the right thing with Caleb Williams when they take him at number one overall, because they've been historically not so good in developing quarterbacks?
Well, probably because, Harry, as you know, Ryan Poles wasn't there for a lot of the other things that happened to Bears quarterbacks in the past, although he was there last year. Okay, so like he's been around Justin Fields. Right? Matt Eberflus has been around Justin Fields. This ownership group has been around many, many quarterbacks that they have brought in with high hopes and haven't been able to, you know, have them reach their potential. So I don't hold Ryan Poles responsible for things that have happened in the past to all the other quarterbacks other than the ones that he's been responsible for. And you would hope that he has learned from his mistakes. Like, look, it was a big deal for him to move on from Luke Getsy and bring in Shane Waldron and revamp the offensive side of the ball, although Matt Eberflus keeps his job. That's a big deal. He's trying to build up the offensive line. You know, he drafted Darrell Wright last year, who's going to be an absolute stud at right tackle. You know, he goes and he gets DJ Moore. He gets Keenan Allen this year. You know, Cole Kmet is still in the fold. So he's trying to do the things necessary to kind of set the deck.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Swift, to set the deck for a young quarterback. So you give him the benefit of the doubt, but that's not going to last forever. This year is huge. What they do with this quarterback that they're going to draft, you know, in a month is huge. And how that individual turns out is going to be huge. And it's career defining for him, no question about it. So I'm going to put my faith in the fact that he understands what it all means, that he has been trying to work towards ultimately finding the franchise quarterback. And we'll see what happens from there.
Lewis Riddick, ESPN football analyst. Hit him on Twitter, LRiddick ESPN, at Caleb Williams Pro Day at USC, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Dulles and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. I'll use that same term when it comes to how much of a leeway, how much of a benefit of the doubt should Matt Eberflus mm-hmm. get, with many people believe that if it's not working out, that they may move on from him after 2024, Lewis.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting, Freddie, when you're trying to separate who's responsible for what, meaning head coach and GM come in together, but then all of a sudden, you know, the large portion of the blame gets put on one person or the other. And I think once you come in together, you should be tied together at the hip, and you should be, you know, your fate should rise and or sink together. Look, this past year, for instance, right? So Ryan keeps Matt. They keep defensive staff largely, you know, in place in terms of structurally how they're going to look on the football field. They change and revamp the entire offensive side of the ball. Look, obviously, Ryan doesn't feel as though Matt is the issue or wasn't the issue. It's more we need more personnel. The offense was not developing the way we wanted it to develop, but Matt isn't the problem. So if you put that kind of, you know, you put that vote of confidence or you throw that vote of confidence on him like that, then this year there better be significant progress overall, you know, as far as the football team and how it looks. Otherwise, if you're ownership, you're going to go back to Ryan Poles and say, hey, look, you said that Matt Eberflus wasn't the issue, that you guys just needed a little bit more time. And but to say, you know, for the sake of this discussion, that things don't turn out the right way, well, we think that was a miscalculation on your part. Maybe you should have moved on from Matt Eberflus as well. Maybe you're part of the problem. Maybe you aren't getting the right people in here. And then it's going to be up to ownership to determine, hey, look, maybe this isn't just one or the other. Maybe it's just both. Maybe this whole football operation is just not working out. And then, you know, you're back on that hamster wheel again of trying to reset the whole thing once again. It's real hard, man. It's real hard to start pointing fingers and kind of, you know, figuring out who was responsible for what.
Right.
I like it when these guys are always tied together, because that's the way it should be. It's hard to place blame and give credit to certain individuals, and I don't think this should be any different.
Now, Lewis, I don't think you knew this, but Freddie Coleman is a huge Jets fan.
Oh,
and
boy.
They've been able to make a lot of offensive moves and try to rebuild the offensive side of the ball. Adding three O-linemen, they added Mike Williams, they got Tyrod Taylor at the backup quarterback position. Mm-hmm. How would you assess those moves that the Jets have made, and how do you think they're going to fare up come the season?
Look, this is This is the season of hope, man. That's what we're in right now. Everything looks great on paper. Everybody's like, yeah, you see what my team's doing? You see the moves we're making? You see what Joe Douglas is doing? Joe Douglas is doing work. Well, yeah, he is. And you know what? He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. In all seriousness, he's doing exactly – we knew the offensive line needed to have some fortification. Look, if Tyron Smith can stay healthy, Tyron Smith is a stud. Morgan Moses is a stud. If these guys can stay on the field, you're good to go. If Mike Williams can stay on the field, he's good to go. But that's why he's where he is now. Otherwise, you know, Jim Harbaugh would keep him out in L.A. He just needs to stay healthy. And if these guys can stay on the football field, buy into the present-day culture, jive with the scheme, strategies, and tactics of Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, Harry, you played on that side of the ball. You know how on razor's edge it is as far as everyone working together and being like fingers in a glove and having it be, you know, all manifest itself in quality play out on the football field. It looks great when we're talking about it in the offseason. There is a lot of hope. I'd be hopeful. I am hopeful for that organization because this does look good.
Mm-hmm.
But where the rubber meets the road is when the games start being played. And then can you play it the next week with the same lineup? Can you keep it? I saw a stat just the other day where, like, since Joe Douglas has been the general manager
right
in New York, they've had, like, over 48 different starting offensive line combinations.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me? You can't get anything done like that. And that's all about availability. That's what that's about. So let's just see if these guys can all stay on the field. Because if they can, then you got something to work with.
Louis Riddick, ESPN, NFL football analyst. By the way, I so hate Harry Douglas right now. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Green and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'll deal with Harry Douglas later, but if you're in the Minnesota Vikings, when I tell mm-hmm. you they have the 11th pick and the 23rd pick, mm-hmm. and they could be circling the Patriots at number 3 to maybe potentially mm-hmm. trade up, this is just a hunch of mine. Louis, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think there's no question that's what Quezzy's trying to do out there. The general manager. He's trying to get himself in a position to where he then has the hopeful ability to get the player that he wants. I mean, that's how Jimmy Johnson summed up the draft, you know, during his day. He said the draft is about getting in position to get the players that you want. And that's what they're trying to do. And clearly quarterback, I mean, Sam Darnold isn't the long-term answer. We know that. He's trying to find his long-term answer. Now, the question is, how high up does he think he needs to go to get him? And who exactly is he after? And who exactly does he want? That's what's going to make this next month so fun. Because I'll tell you what, I'm out here today to watch Caleb throw. Next Wednesday, I'll be down in Baton Rouge to watch Dayton. And then the next day to see Drake. But you know who the one guy I made this add to my schedule is? J.J. McCarthy. Okay, because he is the wild card here. And I know people are saying, well, how is he rising up draft boards? Well, he's not necessarily rising up draft boards. People have had high opinions of him all fall long. You know Jim Harbaugh's been singing his praises, you know, for the past 2 years. That's the guy who you have to wonder, where exactly is he going? Is he the people? Some people like him more than Drake May. So could he be the guy that Kevin O'Connell has his eyes on? Does he like Drake? Does he like Jaden? This is fun, man. This is a lot of fun, but Minnesota has clearly, you know, gone ahead and put people on notice that we're players in this and we're going to be making some moves. And that's what makes it so much fun this time of year.
So, Louis, let me ask you this about Minnesota. Let's just say all hell breaks loose and they're not able to get a J.J. McCarthy or any of the top three quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I personally like Michael Penix Jr. with the Minnesota Vikings because it's similar. You got similar offensive weapons to what he had at Washington. How do you like Michael mm-hmm. Penix Jr. With the Minnesota Vikings?
I love him. Look, Michael's tape speaks for itself. Okay, better movement in the pocket than what people give him credit for. Do you want him out on the perimeter, constantly throwing the football on the run, possibly exposing himself to some hits to the shoulders and knees? No, you don't. I wouldn't want him to do that. But he is a guy who can throw it short, intermediate, deep. He was fantastic down at the Senior Bowl. Commands respect, plenty of mental horsepower, all of that. So yeah, I like it. I'm just, you know how this goes, how subjective this business is, as far as, especially when it comes to quarterbacks and coaches liking what they like. I don't know what Kevin O'Connell exactly is looking for. I don't know if he's looking for someone who has maybe a little bit more mobility, like J.J. has. You know he can run. You know he can get out on the perimeter. Not saying he's a dual threat in the same way Jaden is or the same way Caleb is. Does he want a bigger body, a healthier body, someone who doesn't have the injury history like Michael has? Like, for instance, like Drake May, does he want someone like that who's a little bit more quote-unquote raw, but bigger body, healthier, doesn't have, you know, that kind of thing hanging over his head in terms of what is his projected availability and durability look like down the road? I mean, that could swing him away from him and towards one of these other prospects. But Michael's resume speaks for itself. His tape is as good as anybody's. His weapons were fantastic. Of course, he had three wide receivers who are going to be great pros, headlined by Rome. But, yeah, look, I mean, there's nothing bad to say about Michael other than you just wonder whether or not people are going to hold his injury history against him in terms of having it scare them away because they think that his projected availability is something that is significantly less than these other guys. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that worries you about where ultimately he goes.
Hey, Lewis, always great stuff, my friend. Enjoy the pro day because I'm sure that will be the first of many pro days you'll be a part of. Take care and talk to you soon, my man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Great stuff by Lewis Riddick, a.k.a. L Boogie, ESPN football analyst. Hit him on Twitter, L Riddick, ESPN, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Dellis in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. I love what you mentioned in terms of if all hell breaks loose, Harry, because we know the NFL draft, there's going to be some hell that's going to break loose. And maybe the Minnesota Vikings could be a big part of that because I still believe, this is just me, I have no intel, I have no inside information, none of that stuff. But you don't have two picks at 11 and 23 in the first round to just stay there and hope J.J. McCarthy falls you number 11. This is all the makings, in my opinion, that they circled a certain team that I believe does not want to be there to pick a quarterback that high at number 3, and that is the New England Patriots. It would not surprise me if those two work out some kind of draft day deal where all of a sudden the Vikings are in the top 3 and then they get a quarterback that they may not have had a chance to get if they had stayed at number 11 and not had not one but two picks in the first round of the draft next month.
And Freddie, if you have a situation where the New England Patriots do take a quarterback at number 3, now the New York Giants play a major factor into the Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Broncos, and also the Las Vegas Raiders, in my opinion, because those three teams, the quarterbacks of the future, I understand they may have some stopgap guys right now, but we're talking about the future and moving forward. So do the Giants take a quarterback at 6, I believe they're picking? That's huge to me because if they are, then now Minnesota, if you want a J.J. McCarthy, now you have to move up to, I believe, 4 where the Arizona Cardinals are, or 5 where the Los Angeles Chargers are picking right now currently.
Yeah, there's going to be some hell breaking loose, and I can't wait to see who's going to blink first. Is it going to be the Patriots at 3? Will the Giants take J.J. McCarthy? Something always, always happened. You say to yourself, nope, didn't see that coming. Oh, wow, I'm surprised about that. That's always been the beauty, especially, Harry, more than ever before. If you believe there's a quarterback that you can go get, teams are going to do it. I'll never forget when I was covering the NFL draft in ESPN Radio, when the Jets, it was the first year that they had the NFL draft at night at Radio City Music Hall, and the Jets traded up to get Mark Sanchez, and that place just took on a whole different temperature. Because every Jet fan knew when they made that trade with Cleveland that they were taking Mark Sanchez. Now, yeah, Mark Sanchez didn't work out the way the Jets wanted him to, but he was a guy they wanted. And they said, we're not going to let anybody or anything get in the way of going to get him. And they got him. He wasn't bad when you think about it overall when it comes to Mark Sanchez. They protect him a little bit. They had the running game. They had the defense. But they believed that that was a guy they wanted to get. And when they went and got him, it just changed the complete temperature about their organization. More than a couple of things like that are going to happen with the NFL draft next month in Detroit. And you're going to be there to be a part of that. So I can't wait to see the look on your face when those kind of things happen in the NFL draft in Detroit next month.
It's like everyday life, Freddie, whether you're talking to kids or you're an adult and you're looking to thrive in life. Hey, don't sit there and wait for somebody to give you something. You want something? Go get what you want.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny. Don't forget about the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. You better download it today because time's about to run out so you can fill out your men's and women's brackets. We've already done it. We believe we're going to win. We believe our bracket is better than yours. So get in there to prove us right or prove us wrong. And don't forget to join the ESPN Radio group, Freddie and Harry specifically, and go head-to-head with all of us and everybody else at ESPN Radio. When it comes to basketball, one NBA superstar said to another superstar last night, you'd think you're him, but I know I am him. You're not quite there yet, kid. We'll talk about those two players next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny, the podcast.
Denver survives Minnesota's second half comeback. The final tonight, Denver 115, Minnesota 112.
We'll take it, man. That's a good team. We're tied with them, and now you move maybe a half game ahead of them. That's a good thing.
Nikola Jokic told the Ant-Man, not yet. You may be him, but you're not part of this Timothy University. Harry Douglas, that's him, Freddie Cohen, that's me, and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance, the Altitude Radio Network, having that call. I know Harry was flipping back and forth because once it got to Colorado State and Virginia, midway through the first half, I said, that's enough of that nonsense. I flipped right over to NBA TV and started watching Nuggets in Minnesota, and I said to myself, give me seven games of this involving these two teams. The Nuggets, in my opinion, Harry, they're going to finish with the best record in the Western Conference. They see that light. They're like, yeah, you're going to have to come to us. We're not going to go to anybody else. But Anthony Edwards, he's arrived, but Nikola Jokic says you still got a little bit more before you can get into this penthouse where only the few of us live when it comes to the NBA and that superstar pecking order that's going on right now.
There's only been one person better in the NBA this season in crunch time. That's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Second is Nikola Jokic, and third, surprisingly, is LeBron James.
Okay.
He's been able to, you know, be that guy for the Los Angeles Lakers. But time and time again, Freddie, and we've seen this continuously happen over and over again when it comes to the Denver Nuggets, where you see teams get close to them in the fourth quarter, they go to the guy that they lean on and count on the most, Nikola Jokic. And they bank on him making the right play, and he does that. Now, Anthony Edwards had a phenomenal look to tie it up at the end, and he missed that look, but he gave everything that he could to make sure that they were actually in the ball game. And I thought that, you know, I don't know, is it a fractured finger? Whatever he has going on in his left hand kind of hampered him a little bit, too. You can see it in his ball handling, a little bit more loose with the basketball when he has it in his left hand. But you know, he's balling, man. He's doing whatever he can, especially when they're undermanned.
Yeah.
Going against a different Nuggets team, Jamal Murray did what he had to do. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr., 4-for-7 from the three-point line.
He was no joke last night. You're right.
Aaron Gordon, he's been so consistent since January. So I really like what the Denver Nuggets are as a basketball team. But they have the firepower, man. Whenever you have that guy in the middle, Nikola Jokic, who can get the rebound, bring it down the court, make the right play, break the right pass. I remember he laughed at Anthony Edwards one time when Ant-Man backed up on him at the three-point line. And he shot it and made it, and Nikola Jokic is going down the court laughing like, do you know who I am? I know who you are, but do you know who I am?
That was one of those, in case you forgot
or
didn't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know who you know when it comes to something like that. The best thing what you just said about Anthony Edwards, what he's been able to do, and Nikola Jokic. And you mentioned Luka Doncic, what he's done to the Dallas Mavericks. Can't forget about SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, what he's done with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It moves the conversation that way, where we're not worried about so much what will they do against the Lakers or what will they do against Golden State. I know it sounds nice for so many people out there, because when you have LeBron James and Steph Curry, and people are, believe me, there are plenty of people that work at this network that can't stand the fact that you're going to get a Lakers-Warriors play-in game where if they stay in the ninth and tenth spot, one of those teams would be elated. There are plenty of executives in corner offices at ESPN, ABC, and TNT are going, no, Freddy, we can't have that.
I got to point out, because as you're saying this, the topic bar on First Take right now is bad for NBA if Mavs, Suns, Lakers, Warriors are in play-ins. So you could not be any more right. But these teams are just as exciting at the top.
They need to change that topic bar. Bad for ESPN, ABC, TNT if the Mavericks, Suns, Lakers, Warriors are in the play-in, because stars do matter, and you don't want to see stars eliminated that early. But this gives a chance for new people, because we got it last year. People knew about Nikola Jokic, Harry, but then they saw it last year, being the MVP, leading his team to the championship. Many people thought that was not going to happen. And Jamal Murray becoming the Blue Arrow, people getting a chance to see that. It's okay to have other people get their shine on, and that's where we are, in my opinion, with a guy like Anthony Edwards in Minnesota and also Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City. Don't punish them, because they don't play for Phoenix, they don't play for the Lakers, they don't play for the Knicks, they don't play for the Golden State Warriors. How many times have we heard from people, we want new stars? Well, then we keep telling you about new stars, then you want to hear about LeBron James all the damn time, or Steph Curry all the damn time. Here you have these guys that are ballers. By the way, the new commercial, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren, where they're singing the song, and he goes to Chet Holmgren, it wasn't bad, a little flat, but you'll work on it. Those are the kind of things you need. And the NBA always seems to be ahead of the curve when it comes to stars that have the personality and the magnetism to make that work for their league.
So newsflash for everyone who watched the NBA. Don't you count out the New Orleans Pelicans, because that's the team, if there's one team right now that I can say I feel comfortable in to challenge the Denver Nuggets, it's going to be New Orleans.
Okay.
Because they have Valanciunas.
Okay.
They have Zion Williamson that's healthy. They have an excellent defender in Herbert Jones.
Come on now.
You have C.J. McCollum.
Come on now.
You have Brandon Ingram.
Come on now.
You have players on the bench that's coming off contributing.
All right,
so
now.
New Orleans is the team for me that I'm looking at. They're a half game out of fourth place right now.
Okay.
And we know the Clippers going to clip, in my opinion, because they clipped after All-Star break. They're only 6-8 right now, 6-9, 1-2, but they've been playing horrible, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I trust the New Orleans Pelicans more than I trust the Clippers, more than I trust the Lakers right now, more than I trust the Warriors right now, or anybody else you can name. If it was a team, I have them challenging the Denver Nuggets. Now, we all know, Freddie, that are the Denver Nuggets really going to be challenged when they're at their top of their games? In my opinion, no. But if there was a team, I'm going with New Orleans.
Well, the best part about the Harry Douglas, Freddie coming together in for Greeny on Mike Greenberg, on Greeny on ESPN Radio. The one thing you said about with the Pelicans, the best thing about it is that Zion Williamson, who is a star, that has a magnetic personality, and people have been waiting to see him on the kind of stage that we have not seen him yet.
Yep.
The fact that he's lost a fourth grader is going to help Zion Williamson and your prediction and the New Orleans Pelicans. Because you see, Google Zion Williamson right now, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. He looks even thinner than he was at Duke when he was younger. And he's playing the kind of level that you want your superstars to play. He's doing an anonymity because Harry Douglas is the first person I've heard talk about the Pelicans being that legitimate threat in the Western Conference. And that's no disrespect to Minnesota or Oklahoma City or anybody else. But Zion Williamson, we have not seen him, Harry, on this kind of stage since he was at Duke. I'm waiting to see what that's going to look like in a crucial situation when it comes to Zion Williamson. I don't want him to be the Shohei Ohtani of the NBA, where we don't see a guy with that kind of personality and game not survive on that kind of level. So he has his chance. Hey, Zion, Harry Douglas loves you. We're glad you don't love the beignets anymore down in New Orleans anymore. We're glad you lost that fourth grader where you're looking like Zion Williamson. So if you can make Harry look even better than he does now, keep on doing what you're doing, because we know that name if we don't know the Pelicans, when it comes to being the threat, Harry, in the Western Conference.
And we got to give a major shout out to Willie Green, right, the head coach of the Pelicans, man. And what he's been able to do and building this team out, adding pieces to the puzzle. Troy Murphy III, he's been phenomenal for them this season, so watch out for New Orleans.
NBA action tonight, the Boston Celtics, the best team in the league, records-wise, host the Milwaukee Bucks, presented by Indeed. So join the coverage at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We'll be doing this again tomorrow in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, which means you get another Harry and Freddie takeover. Carlin versus Joe comes your way next. Don't forget to fill out your brackets by downloading the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. This has been Greeny in for Mike Greenberg on the mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.